This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar music marking the opening of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Synergistically speaking, I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's here to go through, at least as we begin the hour of conversation, all of the items that are on the charts that his folks have worked on this week, the charts from November the 18th to the 22nd. All of them are published on the Talkers website, talkers.com. So, Michael, if you'd like to do the honors going through all the stories and the people list, let's see where that takes us.
It was a pretty amazing week of action in Washington and around the world.
Action.
Yeah, a lot of action. Action. You know, it's like a show. I keep coming back to that theme of show business. As a matter of fact, the hearings, if you ask people, what do you think of the hearings? Depending on what side of the aisle they're seated, where there's a show business term, they will tell you it was either explosive or it was dull. Just like a review of a mixed review of a play or a movie. Here we go. At number 10, we have the UAW scandal. Number 9, Mexicans sue Walmart for what happened in El Paso and gun control. It ties into that, obviously. And number 8, healthcare reform, climate change, race relations, and immigration reform. We tied them all together at number 8 because they were given ongoing life. They're the core issues of 2019, 2020, but they were given new life by the Democratic debate. At number 7, the economy and a thing called the USMCA, the United States, Mexico, and Canada trade agreement that the Trump administration is promoting to replace the old NAFTA. At number 6, Trump reverses the U.S. West Bank policy and a whole bunch of Israel stuff. Tied into that, late-breaking news, Benjamin Netanyahu is being indicted for fraud, breach of trust, and bribery. At number 5, Iran protests and U.S. foreign wars and ISIS. There's huge protest in Iran. The government shut down the internet. ISIS is still rumbling in the aftermath of the Syria situation. And U.S. foreign wars, the general ongoing, never-ending situation, is also one of the topics that is on the table in terms of the election. At number 4, Prince Andrew Jeffrey Epstein connection. That's a wild, seamy, slimy story that has intrigue, sex, scandal, and British royalty is always of interest to American voyeurs.
You see how dumb that guy is. Honestly. Really and truly, how dumb he is.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah, he's just dumb.
Dumb. Yeah. All right, anyway. But the old lady shut off his money, too. Did you know that?
Oh, I know. I follow this stuff. I'm very. I hate to admit, but I
you
am
like the royal stuff.
I don't like them. I like it. I like. I like following their family. I find everything having to do with British royalty somehow fascinating. And even though much of her family are a bunch of dodos, this woman, Queen Elizabeth II, is an amazing person. Oh
yeah.
My gosh!
No messing with her.
No, she really is dedicated to her job. She does believe that she is fulfilling a mission that was ordained by God. I mean, she is, you talk about cool and solid, dependable. I can't see how, maybe for a while with her son Charles, I can't see how the British monarchy is going to exist in the 21st century once it gets past King Charles, or whatever name he takes. When
I thought he wasn't going to be king, it was going to.
No,
William,
he's going to be king. No, William will. Yeah. They talk about it as if it'll be brief. Of course, the way these Windsors live, mm-hmm. you know, his mother and father are both in their 90s.
Right.
Prince and the Queen Mum, as they called her, Queen Elizabeth, who was the sort of the queen. She wasn't the sovereign. She was married to Queen Elizabeth II's father.
who was the king. And you see, when you're married to a king, you're a queen, but you're not a sovereign. When you're married to a queen, you're just a prince or a duke. So they won't call him king. They'll call a woman queen who's not a full queen. She ceased to be queen when he died, and her daughter.
The only duke I've ever known is the Duke of Earl.
Duke. That's
Duke,
a real Duke.
Duke of Earl. That's right.
Yes. Then, but enough of that. The Hong Kong Human Rights Act and U.S.-China relations, number three. Number two, the 2020 presidential race and the Democratic debate that we were treated to this past, Wednesday night. And at number one, the impeachment hearings. Wednesday was crazy with the debate and the hearings on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
It's keeping news freaks busy. And number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu and Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger says that we are in the foothills of a cold war with China. At number 9, Gary Jones and Vance Pearson. At number 8, Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein. At number 7, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, and Tulsi Gabbard. She's a tough cookie as well. At number 6, Joe Biden.
I like her, frankly. I think she's cool.
Yeah,
you like her? You think she's cool?
Well, I don't know her. I think that she's a formidable competitor in the political world. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I like her or not, but let's just say she's captured my attention.
Attention. Yeah.
And Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren are at number 6. Although I do want to say. They haven't been talking about her, but I think that, believe it or not, this is my opinion, Amy Klobuchar is somebody to watch. She's also very solid mm-hmm. competitor. This way, I'm not saying I agree with or disagree. I rate these people by their gravitas, how much traction they're capable of. At number 5, Rudy Giuliani, John Bolton, and Mike Pence. At number 4, Alexander Vindman and Laura Cooper. At number 3, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi. Number 2, Gordon Sondland and Fiona Hill. And number 1, Donald Trump. This is a tough one to put together because there's so much stuff going on simultaneously. I think we did
but it's all the same stuff. It's hard to find a new spin sometimes for some of this stuff. For example, in a way, I put number 2 and number 1 together in comments late in the week, my focus on the senators who are going to have to be, when they vote in the Senate on impeachment, they have to be there. They have to listen. They have to attend. They have to lead their campaigns. And thus, a huge gaping hole, because 3 of the important contestants are senators, Warren and Bernie and Harris. So they are not on the campaign trail, thus a huge vacuum created, and in charges Michael Bloomberg. What do you think of that for a theory?
Yeah, well, I think he'll charge in and charge out, and no one will notice. You and I have had this discussion.
I don't agree with that.
I know. It's too bad that neither of us are gamblers, because we could do this great radio, we could do this great radio bet. You know how people... You know,
betonline.ag. Let's go there and start a line. How about that?
Let's do that. I just don't think Bloomberg is going to make a dent. So let's one of us will have to eat crow. How's that for an expression?
Crow.
Yeah, yeah. One of us will have to have.
It'll have to be you because I don't eat meat. So you can eat.
That's true. I guess a crow comes under the category of meat.
Now, if one of us has to eat spinach, I'm there for you. Okay.
That was my homage, is the word, to Popeye.
Yes. Yeah, all right. We're Popeye the Sailor Man. I want to talk about the situation in Israel with you in a moment here as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here as usual. Here's our focus on how to make you feel much better as you get older. And I mean, maybe in your 30s or 40s, a lot of time. I've had aches and pains in my joints because I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I'm very active physically, and once in a while I fall off of a piece of equipment or something, and I wake up the next day and I've got one heck of a backache, or my shoulders are sore, or my knees are stiff, or whatever it is. And I'm betting that many of you, if you lead an especially active life, you've got joint pain. So, if you do, do what I have done. Go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live and find Ache Relief. Joint Formula 14 is the product that's touted at achefree.live. It is what you'd expect. It is, as the name implies, it's a formula that is created all naturally to help your joints feel better. And in 14 days, if you don't feel better, you get your money back. There's a special buy one, get one free offer, too, at achefree.live. You can get this same product. The name is Leaps and Bounds, but it's the same thing for your pet. So get the special buy one, get one free offer on Leaps and Bounds as well. Feel better with Joint Formula 14. That's the bottom line. Feeling better for you and your pet. The relief or your money back. Achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Why are you living with the aches and pains? Come on. Go online now. Get all the details at achefree.live. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. When it comes to health numbers,
everybody has to start somewhere.
And a good somewhere is your doctor's scale, according to internal medicine physician Dr. Vandana Bide.
What is your weight? What is your height? What is your body mass index?
It's also called BMI. Dr. Bide says a BMI reading can indicate if you're carrying too much body fat.
Are you overweight? Are you obese?
Extra pounds can push up your blood pressure reading, another number you should know. The American Heart Association says yours should be less than 120 over 80.
And then, of course, there's blood tests that are important.
Dr. Bide says these tests reveal things like your blood glucose level, an indicator of your diabetes risk, and your cholesterol reading, a marker for heart disease. Two more numbers to know and to track with your doctor on a regular basis.
I think it's important for everybody to see their doctor at least once a year.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, so the situation in Israel is in doubt. The second failure to form a government, Benjamin Netanyahu, is in trouble, in a manner of speaking, it's kind of like the impeachment. It's the equivalent of an impeachment, isn't it? All the indictments against Netanyahu, would you say?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's calling it a coup and a witch hunt, which is
really?
Kind of an original idea.
Yeah, right. A coup and a witch hunt.
Right. So as Trump calls it a coup from the deep state and a witch hunt.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. So he and his wife are both kind of crooks, though it would appear, under the circumstances. The average person just walking into this discussion would think, when you look at all the evidence, but how is he different from Boris in England or any of these sort of typical topical leaders around the world? They're all kind of getting pushy, aren't they?
What's happening is the age of the Internet is really exposing the fact that most people who are the heads of anything big have a streak of corruption in them. We also have that UAW scandal, the
yes.
union leaders. This is an interesting topic. Perhaps we should talk a little bit about when we come back from the break, because it
I'm
is interesting.
You.
Corruption.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Number 10, the scandal and the corruption of the United Auto Workers. We'll get to that as we keep our focus on the charts for this week. Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
More now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison here to shed some light on a couple of scandalous items. I actually was talking about Wayne LaPierre and a scandal which came to my mind after I saw the stuff about the United Auto Workers. So why don't you give us your spin on number 10 this week? Go to talk.
Basically, keep it as simple as possible. The UAW is one of the most powerful unions of whatever is left in the power of unions. The American labor movement is
mobsters
diminished.
Galore over
it's
the years.
It's been diminished. And two of its leaders, one who was charged with weeding out corruption and the other who's the president, are both found to be corrupt. And that's in a nutshell. So the average working person, it's bad enough that the American labor movement is so diminished that unions really do not help.
It's their own fault.
It's such a mess.
Yeah.
And the UAW is now wrestling with internal corruption at the very top, which does not do what's called the American labor movement, meaning the working people and their unions, does not help an already difficult situation.
There's too much money and power and stuff and influence that's at stake here. And these people, when they get into their jobs, they aren't moved out. And I use Wayne LaPierre as an example of another kind of corruption in my mind. This guy has been at the helm of the NRA for who knows how long. He's managed to push aside everybody who's gotten in his way. And there are all kinds of rumors about how much dough he's got stashed away, what he's done with some of the money. And it's the same. You get somebody in a position of power that isn't challenged, that basically reports to nobody, and that's what you're going to get. That's apparently the human condition, Michael.
And also, as far as 501c3s are concerned, which is government jargon for a nonprofit organization, for folks listening to this, don't think because it's designated as a nonprofit organization that people are not making a fortune within it. And just because something seems to be for a good cause doesn't necessarily mean that the people at the top who are making a lot of money because they're at the top of this big money-making nonprofit corporation, that they give a damn about their constituents. And constituents could be the voters with politicians. It could be union members with the union. It could be people that support a movement such as the National Rifle Association for Gun Rights. It could be anything. The last thing that they're really thinking about every day at the head office is the actual cause that they started the organization for and the people that are sending the money.
Yeah.
So it's there's a terrible amount of corruption right now in our system on all levels.
Yeah.
And I think that this is a problem.
Well, you hear all these people talk about Trump and how corrupt he is, but let's look at their own finances. Let's look at their own money, the raising of money by congressmen and senators and people who are governors and people who are in the state system. They, you know, there are fundraisers all the time for important people in political power, and the money goes into a slush fund, and where it goes, it's not going back to the people who kicked it in. If you lose, you still have all that money. You can do with it pretty much what you want, you and your family. And
it's not totally that simple, but yes, you basically have it right.
It's pretty simple. So what's the motivation here? Now, who these people really want to be president to serve the public? Do you really want, is the governor really there to serve you? Or is the congressman that you are supporting there to help you out? Or are they helping themselves out?
And we see that with religious leaders, too. We see that, you know, with the hierarchy of organized religion.
Yeah,
they're not serving the faithful. They're serving the hierarchy.
Themselves. Yeah, they're serving themselves. And what, you know, the people in the Catholic Church get very upset when I talk about how many. There were $5 billion worth of valuable trinkets, treasures in the cellar in the basement of the Vatican. What do they do with that? Are they helping the poor with that? Not hardly. All right, so there we are. We've gone through our corruption speech at 28 after this, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A focus on losing weight. For some people, it's a year-long battle. For some people, it lasts 10 years. For some people, it lasts their entire lifetime. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural. It's not like some of these crash diets where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days. No.
Most people do see inches and pounds within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. But our 90-day program is where our huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better while you're taking it, too.
So go to calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and right now there's a huge special, as I mentioned. Don't miss out on your way of saving a lot of money, saving your life, saving your health. Go to calotren.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House wrapping up its public hearings on the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, at least for now. No further hearings are scheduled, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she won't rule out the possibility of more closed-door depositions or public hearings. She said the House Intelligence Panel will then prepare a report on testimony presented at the hearings and depositions, and that will be sent to the House Judiciary Committee, which could then draft and deliberate articles of impeachment. Former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh yesterday pleading guilty in court to 4 of 11 criminal counts against her, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud and tax evasion. Robert Herz, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland.
We need dedication and professionalism from our leaders, not fraud and corruption.
Sentencing set for February, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth.
The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time for our overview, the weekend overview of what's going on during the week on News Talk radio stations around the country. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here, Doug Steffen. The Pentagon has denied, Michael, think about this.
I'm thinking.
They've denied reports that we will cut the troop strength in South Korea. They just want South Koreans to pay $4.5 billion. For our protection. Should that be the case? If you were running a talk radio program, would you come down on the side of us charging countries for putting our soldiers there?
No. No, never. I wouldn't. Then we're nothing more than mercenaries. Then we're nothing more than soldiers of fortune. I wouldn't do it. It goes against the whole purpose, in my opinion, of why we would have support of other countries. It should be based upon our geographical or geophysical strategy and or our ideals and principles.
Do we have geophysical, geonational, political?
Koreas, North and South Korea, have long been a geopolitical, you know, geomilitary hotspot.
It's communism versus...
Yeah, so
the rest of the world,
right? So it's understandable. It's understandable why we would be so interested in what happens in that part of the world.
You want to have an interesting philosophical conversation with somebody sometime? Get into to see if people understand what communism really is and where it began and how it began. You know, there's a transparency of communism and what we think about it. Yeah, those commies. But where did it all start? You remember the era of feudalism, right?
I was very much a part of it in my youth. I was one of the activists.
Were.
I was the activists among the serfs.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sing, "Let's go surfing now." Everybody's learning how.
Come on, it's safari with me, right?
But exactly. But aside from that little tidbit about how old I am, any system, you know, you got to be careful if you're gonna come across out of context that you're praising communism. Every system is based on its origins and its originators trying to do something good. Mm-hmm. Karl Marx didn't write his Communist Manifesto and all that because he wanted to hurt people. You know, a lot of these things are ill thought out.
Why did Hitler write Mein Kampf?
You know, Hitler probably thought that this was, you know, something that'll help Germany. Why did all the Germans go along with it? So the fact is, all I'll say on this, because it's a quicksand, all I'll say on it is that we should understand the difference between the tenets of a system and the character of the people who are controlling it. And if you have bad people controlling even the best system or the best intentioned system, it will go sour.
Mm-hmm.
And the communist movement has been one where historically it always turns into a very few people at the very, very top stealing everything for themselves in the name of this amorphous entity called the people.
Why do you think people in Russia, for example, don't get that about Putin? Why is it that people aren't getting it in China or other places where these forms of government exist? Why is
a lot of people will say to you, why don't the people in the United States get it that that we live in a system that is also tarnished by greed and favoritism and injustice?
Where is there a better system? A better system.
I think all of these systems on paper, a great case could be made for them. Yeah. The question is how well they operate in the reality of human nature.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of human nature is the key, and some of them operate better in the reality of human nature than others. But if you do not teach principles, if you do not teach honesty, if you don't teach morality, if you don't teach altruism and service and loyalty and truly good things, these systems are only machines. They're intellectual machines, and in the hands of the wrong people, they're not going to do anybody any good.
All right, so let's talk about, let's apply this to a practical situation, okay? What you just said is functionally fabulous and does help us to understand a lot about how these systems work and what the intentions are. But let's fast forward it to a practical reality that we're facing in our country as the Chinese continue to grow in influence. The pork packer Stone, is it Smithfield? Smithfield was taken over a year and a half, 2 years ago by the Chinese government. The Chinese company that runs this is bringing pork from our country to their country, and they are bringing pork from their country to our country. They're feeding us pork that is questionably not of value, but whether it's healthy or not. The question comes on a lot of this stuff that's being imported, not just from China. So now the latest twist in this, Bumblebee Foods this week filed for bankruptcy protection. Its assets are going to be purchased by the Chinese fishery company, FCF. Bumblebee's management will be replaced. This is the Starkist, the Chicken of the Sea. All of those companies are in the Bumblebee brand category, and they're all going to be owned by China. What do you think you're going to get in your canned tuna after these guys take it over? And this is, the food supply is continually being co-opted or corrupted by the Chinese.
See, and you know about that because you are, in addition to being a educated generalist, your specialty is agriculture. And, you know, I'd always turn to you for insights on that. If you're
this is troubling. This is really troubling me, this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
really,
but I just want to point out one thing. Let me make a point. If your specialty were communications, there'd be plenty of things you could talk about the Chinese with surveillance. The Chinese are dangerous on every level. Yeah. They, you know, Kissinger just said, and Kissinger has a right to say things about this because he was instrumental in opening the door to our China policy and our relationship with China and the illusion that we're friends with China. He just said that we're dangerously close to the beginning of a, he says we're in the foothills of a Cold War with China. Mm-hmm. Well, I hate to tell him, but we're more than in the foothills. We're already climbing the mountain and the air is getting thin.
Yeah.
The U.S.-China relationship is the Cold War of the 21st century, and it's not a war of bombing, although it could be. It's most likely not that. It's just that they are insidiously... Well, what's happening in Hong Kong is very troubling.
Yeah,
But they are insidiously hell-bent, determined to control the world. Mm-hmm. This they're open about it.
Yeah, they sure are. And then, excuse me, there are other examples when you get into technology and you want to get you want to scare your pants off. Think about artificial intelligence being controlled by the Chinese. How do you like? What do you want,
that? Well, that is the key area. You've just hit on the key area, even more important than food, which is extremely important.
Yeah,
I've been talking about Huawei. I brought that up on this program more than a year ago when nobody was talking about it. Not that I'm so smart, but that I'm aware. Of how
but who's
serious.
Paying attention to us? You have this connection with the Epoch Times, which is a sort of a free wheeling communication news system set up to try to tell the world what really is going on in China. And is the news, is the conventional news media paying any attention to them?
Yeah. Well, you know,
or are they more now?
A little more now. The reason the Epoch Times has had a difficult time getting credibility in the United States, even though it is a U.S. publication, Chinese Americans started it, folks, back in 2000 as a remedy against communist China, because the Chinese all over the world feel that their homeland has been taken over by a tyrannical government, and it's a very difficult thing for them. So they're the resistance, and the Chinese government has... Here's what's fascinating, why the Epoch Times has had trouble getting credibility in the United States. Because the Chinese government has put out bad news about them. Mm-hmm. That the very news entity, China is calling them fake news. And they're the ones that are telling the truth. They're Chinese people battling against the communists in China. We're doing another one of our...
I saw that. Go ahead.
I want to ask you a question. Would you like to be one of the three panelists on that?
December 10th is...
A Tuesday.
I can probably...
Well, do you feel that your knowledge of
U.S.-China
relations...
I think the stuff I'm talking about here is part of what lays into... What needs to be discussed in these forums? I mean, nobody's talking about food.
Well, I think it'd be really good if you're able to get there. Let's talk about it after the program. But I think that you bring a tremendous amount of information, and this is this forum, like the last one that we did in New York, will be seen worldwide. It'll be seen all across.
Are the Chinese going to pop us off because we're talking bad about them?
I don't think we're big enough.
Okay.
I would be very nervous if we were doing this on a very, very, very big level, but I think that we're under the radar.
Oh, the world's our stage, Michael. All right. Coming up, that forum is something we want to focus on. Plus, I want to find out who's this week's MH interview prospect. Right now, the prospect of staying healthy through the holidays, very important for all of us. And there's breakthrough. I used the word technology to talk about this a while ago, and I'm not sure that's really appropriate. This is a formula to lose weight and to keep it off that was created by a couple of homeopaths about 23, 24 years ago. The family still owns, operates, runs this company. It's called, the product's called Calitren, Calotren. It's the healthiest way to lose weight. And as you get into the season of eating, eat, 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 and gain weight, And because you're not getting as much exercise, you kind of lose muscle. You get flabby, fat. So let's not do any of that. Let's take the offensive. Get on the Calitrin program right now. Stay on it through the holidays and keep your weight where it is. This is fabulous. It's kind of a no-brainer. Go to Calitrin.com. You know, it's not healthy for you. It's healthy. It's fun to eat all the stuff that's around. Yeah, maybe good psychologically for you because all that stuff really is makes you feel good when you eat that good food. But you're then going to pay for it in a couple of months. So don't pay for it. Get on the weight program now. It will keep you the svelte beauty that you are. Calitrin. Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code to buy a three-month supply. You get 3 months at the regular price, then 3 months. You don't have to pay for it. It's kind of a good deal. I think that's a good deal. Free shipping as well. All kinds of special deals you're going to have all the time. Check it all out. Most importantly, you lose the weight and keep it off the natural, healthy way with Calitrin. When you buy it, use the code DJV for the best deal.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
All right, here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. One of the things that Mike, will, in his myriad of responsibilities every week, he does the MH interview. He also does a sort of an overview that appears on some stations. And also, don't you have a podcast with the essence of the week, in a manner of speaking?
Yeah, I have two products that are very interesting to people listening to this show because people listening to this show are interested in media.
Right.
One is the MH interview, the Michael Harrison interview, and that you can go to at mhinterview.com. And then I have the thing called the Michael Harrison Wrap, which is, you know, more of the same of what we talk about, you know, the overview from the talker's perspective of what's going on. And that's called MHRap with a W, MHRap.com. On the Michael Harrison interview starting Tuesday this week, I go back to the archives and pull out a 35-year-old interview that has not been heard in 35 years.
Really?
With Dr. Timothy Leary.
Ha ha! I wonder how many people even know who he is still.
You'd be amazed how many young people today look at him as a mysterious figure that they don't know what to make of him. But it's really fascinating. The two of us in 1983 talk about the future of computers.
Wow.
Now, remember where computers were at in 1983?
Yeah. Nowhere, you know, man. And the Commodore 64.
Right, right. And we just hit the nail. And it's really very interesting indeed. So mhinterview.com and mhrap.com.
Hi, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now it's 53 after the hour. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with legal expert, college professor, Dr. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here to talk about the, well, we always have three or four stories in the list from Talkers Magazine that I can dig around with you and your experience. But somebody asked me, one of the participants in the earlier hour, the Talk Radio Review, asked about term limits and how we can, there's so much disgust building, the attitude that we have toward politicians and the hacksterism that's going on. What can we really do to fix the problem? And I said to him that you have to have a constitutional convention for term limits and other things that will change the way government is run. Is that right or wrong? What do you have?
Sounds good to me. You know, I go back to Mark Twain, and at one time I was not in favor of term limits. I strongly am, and Mark Twain once said that politicians and dirty diapers should be changed often and for the same reason. And
they're full of crap.
I think so. Right. The problem with term limits is, and my concern always was, you know, you've got people in there that know how the system works. I mean, this is one of the things, regardless if you're a pro-Trump or an anti-Trump, he doesn't know the political system. He doesn't know how to work in it, and that's not a good thing for the President of the United States. And so perhaps people who have been in the system of government and know how it works can do a better job in their experience. However, my experience has shown me that all you do is you get people entrenched in power. You get people that are even more tightly tied to lobbyists and big companies buying their influence the longer they're in. And that, yeah, it's a good thing to circulate. And Mark Twain was right. The problem is you need to get the legislatures themselves to agree to that. And that's been difficult. I'd like to think that this could be something that the public would bring up and bring the politicians along, you know, when they teach the leaders.
All right, so here I'm reaching into my mind, and I'm not quite sure which little piggy said, power corrupts, ultimate power corrupts ultimate, or something like when a George Orwell.
Absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So whether that's here or whether that's in communism or whether that's in Iran, the absolute, what does he call himself, the supreme leader.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you, or fearless leader. Remember him from Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yes,
but
right.
I think it's every political system.
Yeah. All right. Number 9 on the countdown this week is the Mexicans suing Walmart. That's a good legal story. What do they get out of that?
Their day in the sun, their day in court, and that's about it. You know, the gist of it is, you know, a legitimate concern and issue, which is unfortunate about security in public places today. But with shootings and terrorism and domestic terrorism, this is a, you know, a question of was Walmart doing enough as far as security goes? And the answer is in most legal issues, it isn't that you have to be perfect. You have to do a reasonable job for a reasonable cost. And frankly, I haven't seen anything that Walmart has less security than they should. So, you know, the discussion of what kind of security and what do we want for security, you know, do we want pat-downs on the streets? No. And so, you know, this is part of being in a democracy. But it's a good discussion anyway.
Number 10 is that UAW scandal. What kind of legal ramifications does that have other than understanding how corrupt unions are? The corruption, is that, can the union members sue the leadership of the union?
Yeah, I think they can. You know, this thing was startling, talking about the UAW, and there was a bribery going on there and extortion, at least those are the charges now. I'm just licking my lips at this because one of the classes, my most popular class at Bentley University, is white-collar crime, and I could do a semester on this.
On this.
You know, this is something pretty unique, interfering in the labor negotiations of another industry and how to interfere with your rivals in business. You know, we talk about countries and China interfering in our businesses by stealing intellectual property. Well, you got it here, too.
You don't have to go too far to find it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a regular fixture and feature of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.